Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM Mailbag, everybody. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Stephen Sadak, Eric Siska, and joining us in studio, our good buddy Ben Wooster. How are you, sir?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I'm a fan just like any other We Hate Movies fan.
You're also our friend, though, so you can be on the show.
So it's kind of weird.
I just conned my way in here. No, I'm friend fucking tastic is
yeah,
what I am.
There we
I
are.
Like that.
Yeah. So we're gonna read some letters to you gentle listeners out there, and the cool thing is, some of you listening may have also written in.
Oh,
that's how this works.
Yeah, dude, we don't just make these up.
And you'll either feel the adulation of acceptance or the sting of rejection.
Yeah.
Wait till the end to know for sure.
4 of the 5 of these stories are fake.
Wow.
Try to guess which one is truth. I'm Jonathan Frakes, and this is Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
Was that all about like stuff being fake?
It was like the gimmick of the show was they...
Unsolved mysteries, but we ran out of one, so we made a fake one.
It's basically like we tell you 5 stories, and you watch the filmed reenactments, and you have to guess which ones are made up by the show's writers or based on like some article they found or something.
In any of those episodes, he's like, one of these facts. Am I hung like a horse? I guarantee you that dude's packing.
He's got a huge cock.
Really?
Yeah.
Jonathan Frakes?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Well, that's why he has to put his leg up all the time.
Exactly. Because that fucking third leg's just tripod now.
He's got to get like a cod piece and spool it up. Like sometimes they serve Italian sausage all in that spool.
Exactly.
He's got to, like, unspool his dick. Oh, spool dick.
You ever saw that...
Frakes fucks.
You never saw that deleted scene from Next Gen? I think it's on the 3rd season extra features where it's Patrick Stewart's like, well, we have to go into the new... Jonathan, could you put that thing away? I'm trying to do a scene.
Now, I know it's not out, but I can see the outline of it through the fucking spandex. Look, Spina, look at that dick. Tell me you can't see that.
Getting second bill over you, Mr. Data. Look at that thing. Look at that. It's a character. What are we naming it? If it's going to stay here, it needs a name.
Michael, it's got more ridges than you.
Oh, yes, Captain. It's ridged for pleasure. Ribbed? Ribbed.
And you know, for more fun Star Trek jokes, you might want to check out our Patreon, where we have a Nexus, where we do Star Trek jokes all of the time.
Yes. All the ding-dong day.
A Nexus, which is a Star Trek podcast.
Yes.
Just letting you know, you're not going to go make eggs with William Shatner.
It's on patreon.com/wehatemovies.
T. Earl Grey. Cock. I mean hot. Put that thing away. God damn it.
Oh, man. Do you think the replicator could make a dick?
Yes.
Good question, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You could just say, human penis, please.
our generous guests, which feed off of human flesh, of course. It's a planet of cannibals. We're having dicks in a blanket.
I mean, it stands to reason if you could replicate like a chicken breast, you could replicate a cock.
Oh, big time. Big time. They should have done Halloween episodes on Star Trek.
Wait, listen. Here,
oh, my God.
Like what? Like Roseanne? Like Roseanne, Home Improvement, all those shows? Like your 90s sitcoms that did Halloween episodes? Oh,
that's a great idea. But also, that just made me think, like, if you're dying to bust a nut and the holodeck is someone else is already in there, You using that replicator to make some unsavory things to fuck in your quarters?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you can make all sorts of fleshlights.
Good God.
Let's get to the letter reading.
Sure. No, well, now that no one's listening.
Oh, my.
I will start it off, right? That was your intention? Okay. How gold member tormented me during my adolescence?
Member.
Oh, yikes.
Member.
Hello, WHM boys. Back in the 2002, I was a portly fourth grader. 2002 fourth grader, man.
Oh man, I feel fucking horrible.
I was a portly fourth grader, stoked that a school year of fat jokes was finally over.
Oh God,
I'm sorry, kid. And that a solid fat kid summer had finally begun. Good
for
you.
All those sweet fucking 3 months.
We are talking homemade Armenian sweets from grandma, late night Soul Calibur 2, and Shrek Super Party sessions, which I imagine is a Mario Party sort of situation.
Yeah, that was a video game. Okay. I think there was like a brief flirtation with Shrek video games.
Shrek video games?
Mr. Data.
It's just asinine.
What is Soul Calibur? I remember that, but
fighting game where people have enormous swords and cut each other.
Yeah, but there's like a skeleton pirate and shit.
That wasn't the...
Zelda was in that one.
Yeah,
right?
What was the game? That's
you think of the Super Smash Brothers.
Right. Mm.
What was the game where there were like Disney characters and shit? And they
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, what was that about? Was that like a ghost story? Like, were they in like a haunted house or some shit?
I have no fucking idea.
Asking for a friend. I don't know. No, what were you doing in Kingdom Hearts?
It was an RPG. You just go around land.
That's why I had no interest.
Goofy cast spells and shit.
Yeah, yeah. But Soul Calibur was a bunch of people fighting each other with swords.
Big swords. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, so... Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Shrek Super Party Session. Sorry.
And of course, going with my brother to the movies to beat the heat and avoid doing actual physical activity. Beating the Miami Heat at... we were lucky enough to catch a screening of the classic Austin Powers 3 Goldmember.
Yipes.
I believe it's Austin Powers 3 in Goldmember. Am I right?
It's Austin Powers in Goldmember. There's no numbers in any
Got
of those.
It. You're right.
It's Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, Austin Powers...
In the Spy Who Shagged Me.
I think in is also in that one.
It was my first experience with a franchise... And I couldn't get enough of it. That's the only way you can like that movie.
Yes, if you only saw Goldmember, which, my God, that's a world I don't want to know.
We saw it several times. We saw it so many times that my grandmother even gave it a glowing review of, it's cute.
what?
Granny.
Unsurprisingly, when the school year started again and a bunch of kids in my grade had also seen the movie. But surprisingly, none of them ran with any fat bastard material. Instead, the bully was stuck with the goddamn mole guy. Oh, is there a guy with a mole in that movie?
Right. Yeah, it's Fred Savage, I think, right?
Oh,
and he's got
right.
like a mole, and he's like the mole in the organization.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah.
And Dr. Evil can only say mole when he sees
something. He's going like, mole, 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 mole.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If you remember parts of that terrible movie.
Now, along with Eric's being a bit of a butterball. I have a sizable scar in my hand that just happens to resemble a mole.
Wait a second, it's a hand thing?
Yeah.
You're making fun of this kid for a mole and it's not even on his face?
Yeah, anything off the face doesn't count, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's bullshit.
That's mole shit is what it is. Much to my dismay, trying to explain that my scar was in fact not a mole fell on deaf ears, of course, because you're being made fun of.
Yeah.
You can't talk your way out of being made fun of.
No, and also at this point, you're only in the fifth grade, so buckle in. It's going to be another miserable few years.
But for what felt like an eternity, all I got was mole, mole, mole this, and gonna chop into guacamole that, and other timeless mole jokes.
Man, that's the brilliance of Mike Myers, isn't it?
Over time, the mole jokes came to pass, but not before the Geico caveman and puberty came along to kick off middle school and more unoriginal bully quips to haunt me for years to come.
What else
happen to this kid?
Way to get fucking car insurance, pussy.
Did he get really hairy or something?
I guess so. Or maybe he had a unibrow. You got it.
Do we have an Encino Man situation going on?
Oh.
Is this a caveman writing in to We Hate Movies?
Possibly.
You know, cavemen can adapt to high school better than people would think.
And they can also go to law school.
Oh, did that happen?
It's a Phil Hartman sketch. Unfrozen Caveman. Right.
Sorry, I just rewatched part of Encino Man the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That holds up.
Classic flick.
Holds up.
I was wanting to know if any of you had the fortune of having pop culture references disguised as insults thrown your way during childhood. Thanks for reading. Hope to see you guys in DC or Richmond in the future. Dude, just go to Baltimore. FYI, August 18th, tickets already on sale.
Hop that train, Big Daddy.
Michael, anything?
Pop culture things. This isn't a bullying thing because it wasn't relevant until I was an adult, but I often get... I'll tell two things. One, which I don't mind because I love them and it's not an insult really, but a lot of people say they get a Ron Swanson, Nick Offerman vibe from me. Which whatever. I love Nick Offerman. The other thing I will get, and one time I was taunted as an adult by rowdy teens on the subway. I remember this vividly because it was fucking humiliating. I was on the 6 train. I was going downtown. And it's like a rush hour train, and it's like really fucking packed. And then I get to one side, it was like 14th Street, everybody cleared out, keeps going. And I'm sitting there, and you get that thing, like you feel someone looking at you kind of a situation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm listening to the Tobolowsky Files. Mm-hmm. So I got that going. I got Tobo in my ear. I'm fucking loving it. And I just feel like people are looking at me. And then I sort of like turn my head a little bit. What's that?
Are they ghosts?
No, I wish. Yeah. Turn my head a little bit, so out of the corner of my eye, I see some movement going on. And I'm like, what's going on here? So I pause the Tobolowsky Files while kind of looking even farther behind me, and it's like 4 teenage kids pointing and laughing and going, "He looks like the motherfucker from The Hangover!" And they're screaming Hangover at me over and over again.
I guarantee you they were between the ages of 15 and 19.
Yeah.
It's just that you can't touch those motherfuckers because they're on a different plane. That's why I'll never teach high school, because those people are monsters.
And I'd be fired instantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was humiliating.
I got two quick ones that are from the one in seventh grade. I remember this. It's not really like you'll see you in the story. It's not like a visual gag.
Sure.
Some kid gave like a presentation in the seventh grade in like English class or something about how, I forget how it got to the topic, but he was adamant that there was no other life in the universe. So I don't know why this was being, I only remember this because I objected. I was like, are you like, if there's so much, like how could there not be anything else at all?
Yeah.
And then this kid was like, "Hey, you need to stop watching so much of The X-Files."
Oh, wow.
And everyone laughed. And I was, at that time, I had never seen The X-Files. So I was so lost. And by the way, I just noticed that kid from high school just started to follow my Instagram. So welcome to the party, pal.
That, of course, is the infamous "he looked like Shrek."
yes, but that was an online bullying situation.
Oh, so right, this is IRL, excuse me.
There was another quick one about my abhorrent appearance, where I was in like, it was like a study hall or something, and there was like a school administrator woman that was the subbing it or whatever. She wasn't normally like a teacher. I think she was like an office person.
Right. So in this case, it was fodder for comedy.
Sure. And one kid was like tormenting me that I looked like Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, wow.
And that was, I definitely had his body shape at the time.
And you were actually coming to school wearing a white tank top and a unbuttoned Hawaiian shirt over it, which didn't help anybody.
No, it
and
didn't.
Slippers.
And you kept farting and asking if anyone sat on a duck.
I kept on telling people to relax. And it was like, he was doing this right in front of this woman right in front of everyone. And I was just like, I asked her way, and I was like, do I really look like Rodney Dangerfield? She was like, kinda.
Oh, man. No. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't sound like you were getting any respect in this. No respect at all. Unbelievable.
Ben was the bullier.
Yeah,
no, he was a total jock. No. Look at this guy.
One that I got, and it surprised me because it's just so stupid and so. I got it from different people. Like
Herbie the Elf from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special.
No.
No. That would have been my guess.
That's very specific.
And a bit cutting.
Very
specific.
He's
one of my all-time favorite childhood characters.
I would get...
Slenderman. Well, he wasn't invented yet, right?
And I went to three different high schools growing up. So this was weird that
it was a three-peat?
It was a three-peat.
Really? Oh, shit.
I would get Ben Gay.
Oh, that's
really?
Like a... Yeah, that's...
It's like the laziest... insult, yeah. But you have no defense for it because the stupid product literally says on the packaging, deep penetrating relief.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
You
man.
Just, you're
and
done.
Your name is Ben.
You're done.
Kind of screwed.
My name's Ben. And okay, yeah. You got me. Where are we going from here?
That's unfortunate, you know? Man.
Like, it's just like, at least it was a good barometer to know who I didn't want to spend any time with. Like,
yeah, that's a great way to look at bullying. I was bullied mercilessly for years and years. I had bad teeth. They used to call me Jaws from the film Jaws.
Oh, really? Not from Moonraker?
Yes. But also, side note, there was this kid whose last name, and I won't say it, rhymed with Minnelli. Who was, and this is so fucking, I haven't thought about this in years, but now I'm thinking about it.
Nice.
His name rhymed with Minnelli. Minnelli, I believe, was the name of the bad guy in the film Blank Man.
Ooh,
Damon Wayans is Blank Man.
Okay. Yes, I kind of think you're right, but not the Jason Alexander character?
Maybe it was, I'm not sure. But at some point in the movie, Blank Man, in his Blank Man voice, goes, Minnelli, you're dead, right?
Yeah.
So... everyone would yell that to him, but then take it up a notch. So they'd be like, Minnelli, you're dead. Or,
oh,
Minnelli, you smell like shit.
Unfortunately, RIPD, it's John Polito was Minnelli. In
that makes sense.
Wow.
But and this would go on for months. And this kid was named Minnelli. He was brutally teased. When it ended was everyone was having a good laugh at this kid. And then somebody, for no reason, just goes, Minnelli, I'm going to sexually molest you in the closet. And everyone stopped everything. And they're like,
holy
well,
shit.
That joke's over. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know where we go from here.
Man, I kind of love that because I can't recall one myself, but I know if I've experienced it, where you witnessed firsthand the book on a joke closing permanently, and you're like, adios, joke. That's the last time we'll do that. Ooh, what a great thing to witness. It's like history in the making.
Ben, you want to take the next guy there?
Seal it in wax. Put it on the shelf. WHM mailbag. What the fuck is that smell?
Ooh, I like this.
Okay. Good one for me. Hey, gang. Started listening to your podcast thanks to the near constant insistence of another movie podcast a year or two ago and have been hooked ever since. I managed to snag tickets to your late show in Portland, The Good Show, and in June. So this was what?
June of last year.
Last year. Okay.
Thank you for coming out.
There we go. And absolutely loved seeing you do your thing live.
That's a totally different experience. There's a splash section.
There's a splash section.
it's worth coming out to a show.
People are falling over.
That's why they called him Jaws. And then you're like, move on. Yeah, it's all fine.
You will get a tarp if you're in the first two
No,
rows,
actually, you won't. It's B-Y-O-T.
Yes. Yeah, well.
There you go. It's on the flyer. You've mentioned previously that a few of you used to work at movie theaters, so I thought I'd share something that happened when I was a kid and worked at one myself.
Nice.
Here we go. This was the early 2000s, and I was in Klamath Falls, Oregon for college. If you're ever driving through southern Oregon and have an opportunity to stop in Klamath Falls, keep driving.
I certainly will. I ain't going in no town called Clam Math. How many clams is that?
Listen, If I'm going to have to do math, I don't want it involving clams. All right?
So, well, yeah, with me and clams, it's always subtraction, man. You're not adding clams.
Oh, no.
Divide by diarrhea.
Okay.
This place is the armpit of the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, them's fighting words. And consists of the tech school, a Walmart.
Nice.
Two gas stations.
Sick.
Four seedy strip clubs.
Vacation to clam math.
And a movie theater where I worked.
On the fourth corner of Klamath.
The theater had 10 auditoriums. 10? What? This is a megaplex.
Yeah. I worked in a 10-plex.
Oh, wow. And
a little rich boy over here.
And we dealt with all the usual crap. Drunk hicks making a scene.
Got it.
People masturbating and or having sex during the movie.
Got it.
Parentheses, one dude actually had the nerve to ask me if he could finish first.
Shut up.
As I was kicking him out. All right, this truly is the armpit of the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, man, could I just shoot? Give me 2 minutes. Let me shoot.
Hey, look, man, I know I'm in a late night screening of Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles, but just let me shoot.
Oh, man.
I mean, if there are movies to jerk off in, guaranteed that was an empty theater.
Unshaven.
You know, get it out of the way during the coming attractions.
Oh, well done. That's what they're there
hey,
for.
Hey, hey.
There he goes.
Coming attractions.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I figured it out. Yeah.
Comma. Old people who didn't realize that a movie about dodgeball would be inappropriate for their 7-year-old grandkids.
Also got that.
Etc. But one event in particular has been seared into my mind forever.
Oh, interesting.
It's late.
What?
Was that sarcasm?
No, literally.
Dude, this guy took the time to write you a letter.
No, I liked the way that Ben was unfolding the story, and he took a breath,
true.
And
okay,
I was like, I kind of leaned in.
All right, I just chose to consider it a sarcastic comment and started laughing. That's
me. No,
all right, Ben, please serenade us.
You know what? I shall.
Mm-hmm.
It's late June. It's late June, and we get a complaint that there's a gross smell in one of the auditoriums.
I've also been here.
You know, this is just ringing all the bells.
It's really freaking me out.
After the show, we went in to check it out, and sure enough, there was a distinct odor emanating from somewhere in the back.
Oh.
Now, when he says the back, does he mean like the furthest away from the screen?
Oh. I think so, probably, right?
Back and to the left.
It was JFK screening. We looked around for some bit of old food, curious how we managed to miss something long enough for it to start rotting. We couldn't find anything. All right, so they're looking for old food.
Yeah,
Didn't see anything. So we sprayed the theater with Febreze and prepped for the next show.
That's the move.
Big time.
As one does, Andrew?
Oh, you half-ass cleaning theaters up and down. We used to have a manager come in and he'd be like, all right, we don't have enough time to clean this whole thing, so just shove all that shit under the seats further and we'll get it in the next set.
There we go. Wow.
You got it.
That's mom's coming to visit me at college.
Yeah.
Better shove this shit under those seats.
Go, I got all the porno mags. Good.
Good. Holster full of Febreze. The smell didn't go away.
Ugh.
And continued to get worse and worse. Nothing we did seemed to help. We shampooed the seats, scrubbed the floor, dry cleaned the curtains, but that awful rotting meat smell relented. Ugh. This sounds like a dead raccoon situation.
Oh, I see.
Fuck.
I'm not reading ahead, but this is just, you know, let's see where this leads us.
It's an interesting fan theory.
That raccoon was dead the whole time.
Oh, now here we go. And by mid-August, oh so my God. We're talking summer heat right now.
No, August Fuck. Is the worst month for
we're
every
talking
reason.
Ripeness. It had gotten so bad that we couldn't use the auditorium. As a last-ditch effort to salvage our theater, we unbolted the seats.
Oh my God.
Row by row and hauled them outside to be replaced.
Oh my God.
Jesus this is an expensive Christ. Job.
And I've read ahead and I'm so excited.
The, the jizz that went too far.
Oh my God.
And it was then that we discovered the source. Oh,
jizz
shit.
Baby.
Oh, I just read ahead.
First of all, we're all jizz babies. So,
yes, but this one was made out of popcorn.
Oh no.
My you fucking jizz baby, Manelli. And that joke died.
Yeah, oh. That's the end of that.
Here we go, fellas.
Yep.
We discovered the source. Someone, some depraved lunatic, that's a ad lib there, had cut open the back seat of one cushion and hidden a dead fish inside.
What?
Did not check this box in my career in the multiplex.
I mean,
multiplex.
It's called clam math. you'd think you'd look out for seafood.
Oh my God. That's where that smell
Fuck,
came from.
That is some sinister shit.
That is a stinky armpit.
That reminds me of Steve when you saw the secret window with the old lady.
It might have been her. She was like, she's done with her fish and she shoved it in to the back of a seat. A previous episode, Secret Window. You should listen to it.
Wow.
Mm.
God. We burned that seat and put the rest back.
Burned it?
What else are you going to do at that point, right?
Just a bunch of jowas in the back. You just throw on a pyre.
That's a good, you know, a dumpster could have done that. You're totally right.
It wasn't haunted.
Exactly.
Ghosts fly out.
So we threw a bunch of holy water on that chair and set it on fire.
Evil magic.
Oh, there's a fish in here, child. Fire ain't gonna work.
Ooh, you call me just in time. Looks like we're gonna have to do a full-blown exorcism on this fish-stuffed chair.
I'm now picturing a fishing line through that portal in the closet. You got any tackle and rod, child?
It's best to get an early start in the morning. You do some fishing when it's dark outside.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
We burned the seat.
Burned the seat, put the rest back. After letting it air out for about a week, the auditorium was finally survivable again. What's the worst, quote-unquote, prank any of you have ever been victim to? Victim to, that's specific, while working in a theater. Keep being awesome, Jesse in Vancouver, Washington. Oh, that's a Canadian prank right there. Involving fish.
Oh, different animal, totally different laws, totally different rules.
Oh my God, lawless up there.
Yeah, as the only person who worked at a movie theater, sure. Chris Cabot is not here.
RIPD, Chris Cabot.
Totally. I don't know, not a lot of pranks, a lot of... me stepping in another human being's urine.
Sure.
A lot of vomit all over the place.
People just piss in a theater?
No, that was the story I told once on the air where the dude was and his entire family were stuck in an emergency hallway and he just urinated.
He pissed in front of his family in his stairwell. Right. I remember this.
Yeah,
one.
There was that. There was, you know. I will say the thing that it was reminding me of was one time me and Chris Cabin and a bevy of other folks cleaning theaters and whatnot. And the film Seabiscuit had opened and we went into the theater to clean Seabiscuit one day and the theater smelled like shit.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't any big mystery. We went to the front row and a dude had shit.
And he,
there was shit all over the seat.
What?
Not the seat back, thank God. But just like shit all over this cushion.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the move, this was a long time ago, but I believe the move was to spray it with a Febreze-like substance, put a garbage bag over it, and pretend like it was broken.
Oh, fuck. Now you're terrifying me because my local theater now has quite a few garbage seats.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's gonna be a garbage seat for a while, child.
Just put a garbage bag over it. Put some chicken bones on top of it, child. Because that seat's cursed with shit.
No,
yeah, no pranks, though.
That's
no.
disgusting.
I'm trying to think of other service industry stuff that I've witnessed or been a party to. Not much. A lot of shit stories, which you know, we've talked about shit. Certainly.
Sure.
Oh, man. Speaking of shit, a friend of the show, our buddy Jack from college, told me one yarn, or one of his friends, when he was working at Barnes & Noble, yeah. he was apparently a serial shitter who would shit in his pants. And roll the turd down down his leg and put it into a book and seal the book and then reshelve it.
This dude's a mad genius.
Right? So then like you would buy
Was
the,
it the Joker?
You have to be a sociopath.
It was Jared Leto's Joker, yes.
He was
I guess you'd like pick up a book and thumb through it and you'd find shit. Or like imagine if someone bought that book.
No, you can't. Well, first of all,
you're not getting through the fucking register with a shit book. Come on.
I don't know.
Well, it depends. If it's a rabbit, maybe like the pellet is really
small.
If
you get like a little pellet shit going, maybe. Yeah.
But first of all, did they ever catch the guy?
I think they
might. He's doing
30
at Rikers. That's it.
I feel like these type of crimes, they just let people get away with.
Yeah.
It's
mischief.
That shit has to be avenged.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Public execution. I'm serious, man.
It'll certainly deter others from shitting in books.
Eric?
Yes.
Except for Jonathan Franzen.
Oh, nice. Take that, Freedom. That book sucks. Although I like the first two books.
I actually really like Freedom.
I love Franzen, Corrections.
You're just baby.
I like Corrections. I like Freedom. Purity was the book that I couldn't finish.
The only literary name that came to my head after, what, 5 seconds of thinking about it.
I could tell you were fishing, child. So the next letter is entitled Porn in the Car.
Nice.
Save that one for you, buddy.
Yes. Expert on the subject. I was listening to the Witness Protection episode, and you guys were saying nobody stores pornography in their car, which isn't incorrect. I think you shouldn't, I think is the idea.
Or we hadn't encountered someone to do such a thing.
Unfortunately, I found out you were wrong in the worst possible way.
Oh, man, learning shit the hard way. That stinks.
When I was 10, I went to spend a week in the summer with my grandparents.
Those porn fiends.
My grandpa was a hilarious guy who let me eat breakfast for dinner, took me fishing, and was generally really a great person.
Except for his porno habit.
That and... He also drank an entire jug of grocery store wine nearly every night.
Here, wow. I see where this is going.
But you know what, by the way? Sounds right up my alley.
Self-medication is up to you.
Is that Coro? Are we talking Carlo Rossi?
Oh, it's got to be.
It's got to be
Carlo,
dude.
Oh, it could be Sub Caro.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Goro.
You're going to sell this old man a Sub Caro loan.
Nothing wrong with a little $2, Chuck. Man.
Sure, man.
The first morning after my mom dropped me off at his house, we decided to go out for food. Myself, my grandma, and my grandpa loaded up into the truck, and then I realized that right in the front of the center console, right at my eye level for a person in the tiny middle seat of the truck, was a cowgirl in Daisy Dukes with her cans out for the world to see.
Wow.
So that means he's...
My goodness.
Wait. He's taping pornography up onto the car. Is that right?
Was it a custom air freshener situation? Playing cards
right in the center console eye level. Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe it was that thing, that little like bucket you'll get kind of a thing. You know,
we have to assume this is an old man driving an old car.
Yes,
fuck, you're right.
It smells a little weird.
This might be like a collage situation.
What this man is a collector.
No, it's like Danny Glover's car in Switchback.
Yes.
He's got all the fucking pornography taped everywhere.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Wow.
Yeah, so wow. As a kid who had never seen anything like that before, I just stared. My grandma laughed and told my grandpa that he should have put that away before I came to visit.
Put my photo away. Look at my youthful cans.
My grandpa said, well, it can't hurt. She has the same things. So it's not like she hasn't seen it before.
Oh, yeep.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, she's 10 years old, so I'm not sure she has the exact same things. But
eek. Maybe from a biological perspective. Yeah.
A few years later, when I was 16, my grandpa passed away of cancer.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
My white trash family decided to have a kegger in the parking lot of the funeral home.
Now, that I'd like to see.
It's kind of awesome.
That sounds like a good idea, right?
Listen, when I go, do it.
Yeah.
Fucking do it.
Definitely.
Keg stand.
Keg stand on my fucking corpse stand. Ashes urn.
Corpse stand. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we're drinking formaldehyde right out of Andrew.
The way you would have wanted it, man. Yo, Cabin, are you chugging?
We're all poisoned.
Chug, Bernie, chug. Chug, Bernie, chug.
And we all had to talk about our favorite memory of our grandfather.
Oh,
my grandfather.
Okay. That's very nice.
That's what they were doing in the parking lot when they were doing the keg stands.
Oh, and smoking a million cigarettes.
Yes.
Honestly, 1 million cigarettes were smoked that night.
And possibly a couple of
All right, pass it around, dude.
It wasn't until it was my turn to talk that I realized that whenever I think of my grandfather, my first unconscious image I conjure is not of that older Italian gentleman, but the busty, half-naked cowgirl. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast, Crystal. Thank you, Crystal, for the letter, and thank you for your grandfather being a, I don't know.
He sounds like a great guy.
A real American.
I also wouldn't account... You know, just count like a fucking any old titty photo as pornography.
What?
Yeah, but I mean, it's probably
no, pornography. It's pornography.
Yeah.
Do you think it was like
anybody have an Italian art magazine?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like, there's like a nudie photo, like a topless photo, and then there's pornography.
So I got to look inside of someone for it to be considered pornography. I mean, I'm not saying there isn't art.
Yes, certainly.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you could masturbate to that,
yeah.
which is fine.
And especially if you can also masturbate to Redbook, dude. It's whatever you can make work.
Tape it wherever you want, man.
He's an old timer. That's pornography.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That was hardcore for him. Probably. Mm-hmm.
The guy was around for the Scopes Monkey Trial.
What does that have to do with it?
He voted no.
He's just that old. So it's back then. So think about how salacious it was for old timers.
Actually, that's true. Also, I love that apparently the grandmother was hip to the location of this photograph.
Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty
great.
Well, that's the most telling detail of the whole thing. She's like, oh, like, she's hip. She's fine. She's like, whatever. You should have put it away. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
listen, Crystal, I think Ben's onto something. That might have been your grandmother.
It could have been.
Oh. Photo's out again. Time to Scopes the Monkey.
Oh, all right. This should be a humiliating tale. Subject, cleaning shit off a roller coaster.
Nice.
I saw your call for disgusting stories.
By the way, we're good.
Yes.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah,
we're totally fine.
The quote is made, man. So I thought I'd share the time I had to clean shit off a roller coaster. In high school and college, I worked as a rides operator at an amusement park in Ohio. I also briefly had this job.
Mm-hmm.
It was owned by Paramount for a while, and the big rides were named after movies like Drop Zone, which is a 315-foot drop. So it's kind of like the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
And Face Off, which is a looping roller coaster that commonly makes people black out.
Oh. Commonly?
Yikes.
That's when you know, that's when you have your face off, dude.
Oh, right.
Right? You wake up a different person.
No, it's when you get the pictures of the ride at the end and you just don't see your fucking face
anymore. Your face is blurred out because you're a Japanese ghost.
All possible. Oh, you were on the Face-Off ride, Chad.
You're cursed forever.
But I worked in Kitty Land on the other side of the park.
Ew.
I was driving a small roller coaster on an incredibly humid and busy Saturday. While people were getting on the ride, I was scanning the queue, making sure nobody was trying to sneak a baby on or anything like that. Sneak a baby?
What?
Like in your coat?
I know, I'm picturing like, my God, in Titanic. What's his name?
Oh, Billy Zane.
Just two, yeah, it's two for the roller coaster.
He's one of cinema's greatest cowards, that character. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Two I'm kids.
Billy Zane, one of cinema's greatest cowards.
Two kids were pushing their way through the line, and people were mostly getting out of their way. I didn't think much of it at first. These kids came all the time, and sometimes they quickly got out of line because the younger brother didn't want to ride. As they were crossing through the seats, I saw the older sister was profusely apologizing as she pushed her brother through. I thought he had peed, which would have been fine. Cleaning up pee was a normal day at work for me.
Sure, as one would expect.
But he had shit himself.
Uh-oh.
And it went down his leg and got everywhere. Oh, man, super shit.
So this does not sound like the controlled shit of an expert book prankster.
I agree.
There was a controlled shit. It was planned by the government. They decided to put shit in Barnes & Noble.
Feces does not melt ceramic toils.
I agree with Eric. I agree with Ben, though, because Eric's story tells of, if it's true, you know, it's a secondhand story, who knows?
That's true.
It tells of a man that has so much control over his bowels, he can like drop
it's like
off
a super villain, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Like pearls. You know what I mean? Like
perfect shit pearls.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to over shit in a book.
No.
You don't want that to like squash out like a grilled cheese sandwich.
I just got a theory, guys.
This is the perfect crime we're talking about.
You shit at home. You formulate little pearls and you shove them back up your ass like you're smuggling drugs. And then, like, you kind of just, like, wiggle them out.
Oh, that's it. That's the move.
Right? I don't know that that's the perfect plan.
Or, but, like, listen, maybe,
there's
like...
so much less artistry
he's got,
to that,
like,
though.
But, like, maybe he's got
I
a good...
I prefer a Da Vinci of crime here.
I prefer... thinking about this guy at home clenching his butt back and forth so much it becomes, like, the super clench.
Oh,
that
nice.
Way he doesn't even have to get those pearls way back up there.
Oh, fear the super clench!
super clench over here.
Stayed up all night shoving shit back up my ass.
Super clench, you're dead.
Oh, fuck. As people started to scramble away, I realized the shit trail started about 20 feet back in the line and traveled through the line, into the station, through the gates, on the seats, on the other side of the station, through the exit gate, and down part of the exit ramp.
This is like full diarrhea, then.
This is diarrhea. This is it's not just, a shit. This,
this
is a
is
fucking
spray.
It's a fucking level 5 diarrhea attack.
And jeez. I'm sure Super Clinch looks at this like, amateur hour.
Or maybe this is like Super Clench's origin story. Yeah. They laughed at me then, but I'll be laughing now. If you can't control my shit, I'll control my shit.
You can put I'll control it all.
You can put a dime on the top of a Ford Explorer, and I'll hit that dime.
I stood there dumbfounded for a while with two employees who didn't usually work in my area trying to think of how we were going to clean this up. Our ride was too small to make people throw up, so we didn't have a hose or any way to spray down the ride. For the next 2 hours, we picked up and washed off poop using gloves, paper towels, disinfectant, and cups of water.
Jesus.
Once we had decided it looked and smelled clean enough, we reopened the ride and went about the day like nothing had happened.
Oh, something had happened, all right.
Something 100% happened, my
number
God.
Two.
I probably cleaned up pee a few days later, but that was the only time I had to clean up shit. Do you guys have any gross or terrifying amusement park stories? Marika from Cincinnati.
Yes, so I have a terrifying story. I had mentioned this sort of on Twitter, and people were like, you have to put this in the mailbag. It's like, only if it's going to come up.
Really?
I used to go to Action Park in New Jersey.
That sounds
the
like a
Action
fake
Park?
Place.
Ben knows what's going on.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Action
you survived
Park.
Survived it.
Ben doesn't know what's going on.
He does. No, he does. It's kind of an almost an urban legend in the northeastern chapter there. insofar as it was a theme park that was designed for thrills. So people would get injured all of the time.
And like
people,
run by kids or yes, some shit?
Run by like just, I mean, it's
how
an
do you know
park.
About this, Ben?
I know things.
Wait, what do you mean it was designed for thrills?
Like it was all like exciting rides, and most of it was water based. So it wasn't just like, oh, cool, a water slide. It's like, here's a zip line, and there's a fucking 14-year-old boy who has no idea what's going on and letting you do a zip line.
Oh,
here's,
wow.
Here's the Johnny Knoxville movie, action packed.
Yes.
Oh, Action Point?
Action Point.
What
is
it? Yeah, it's based on this, right?
That's what this story is about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that I know that this is based on a true story, I want to see Action Point.
I kind of wanted to, too.
He also
but
gets
sure...
messed up in it, as one would expect.
Oh, is it a stunt movie?
Yeah.
But it's like a stunt movie with a narrative?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
And it's Johnny Knoxville, like 40-something Johnny Knoxville, still like falling on his face. Like,
let this guy just be in movies. I like him fine enough. He can be in a bunch of supporting roles and fucking like direct-to-streaming action movies. I don't want him to get hurt.
So it sounds like Adventureland if Ryan Reynolds got his dick stuck in a vase or something.
It hasn't been doing well, but I feel like it's...
worth watching.
Worth watching.
So we would go every year because my dad was a bit of a thrill seeker. See previous this episodes where he was a skydiver, etc.
This is awesome.
This
was
is
that?
Awesome. This is great. That is fantastic.
And we would go there every year. And I nearly died because it was like,
as
cool.
I said, fantastic.
It was like, oh, awesome. And I'm like fucking 12. And it's like, oh, awesome. And I can't swim. I think I can like move around, but I can't swim. You know what I mean? Like, I still can't swim to this day.
Really?
Yeah. I can like get around. Like, I've barely like made it to shore a couple times.
Steve almost died in a fucking chicken fight in the lake.
Yeah, that happened too.
There's a chicken fight in a lake?
You know what chicken fights are?
No.
It's when you're in like a pool or a lake or whatever.
You throw a violent cock in there.
Somebody gets on your shoulders and then somebody gets on someone else's shoulders and you try to push each other down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve almost died doing that.
You need friends for that.
Anyway, so, and I'm like, oh, cool, a water slide. And what I know water slides to be, which are like long tubes that deposit you into the water.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a water slide to me.
As advertised.
This is Action Park.
Bed of knives.
Where it's, as Eric described, it's a bed of knives. No, it's it instead of depositing you in the water, it stops abruptly. You like, and you have no way of seeing
what,
this.
What, do you slam into a wall?
No, you just fall into like 20 feet, like you fall for 20 feet into water. Like it's a slide for like 7 feet.
It like cuts off.
Yes.
It doesn't finish.
What?
Yes. And like literally I had no idea because I'm just on this line in an amusement park. Water slide this way. Cool. Got it. I know what a water slide is. And I get in like, and I just like kind of like fall.
That's
and I
amazing.
Hit the water like a brick. And I think I black out for 2 seconds. And I'm like, oh, this is my death. I'm 12 years old. Here I go. And I'm dead. And luckily, a lifeguard had to pull me out. It didn't get to mouth to mouth, but we weren't that familiar. But it didn't get to mouth to mouth. But like, I just got to get pulled out of the water and like recoup myself for like a couple of seconds.
Oh my god, I've known you for almost 20 years. I've never heard that story.
Action Park, man, it's fucking for real.
That's
Is it
crazy.
Still in business?
No, it closed down because literally people died.
As soon as the 70s ended.
I'm not that old.
Yes,
no,
you are.
No, it we went in the 90s. It stopped. They opened it again like in the late thousands as a rebranded thing, and it just didn't
work. Kid died, shut it back down again.
Well, we all saw this coming.
It's like an ancient curse. It's like every 20 years a few people die, it disappears a little bit, then it comes back 10 years later.
Dude, it's Jason Voorhees,
yeah.
Man. It's Camp Crystal Lake.
It was in Jersey. It was right up the road from... it was kind of right up the road from Great Adventure there.
Yeah, I don't know that I've had any like crazy.
Steve
wild...
just set a piano on fire and said, "Beat that."
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean,
I'm sorry,
I should have
waited.
But also, I don't. We kind of did the amusement park thing. I mean, there was a place. It's now a Six Flags. It's like Six Flags Great Escape, I think is what it's called. It's up in Lake George, New York.
Sure,
I've been there once. That's the extent
to Great Escape.
Yeah,
that's
my extent of everything of amusement parks of any kind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't... I don't have any... I will... Okay, so maybe there's this. It's like tangentially related to an amusement park. In 1998, we went on a family vacation We did 4 days in Disney World and then 4 days on the Big Red Boat.
Oh, sure.
If you don't remember the Big Red Boat, that was like the Warner Brothers characters cruise line. So it's all like Looney Tunes farting all over the place and whatnot. I got lost on the boat one night coming back from dinner. And that's the weird thing about a cruise. Even when you're young, I was like 14 at the time. Your parents were like, yeah, just go wander.
Yeah, sure, sure.
It's not like someone's going to fucking throw you off. You can't go anywhere. Just go. Just
child molesters don't exist. You're fine.
Yeah. And I got totally lost and I was in like some weird like back hallway and I saw an elevator bank and I pushed the button to go up and the door opened and it was clearly an employees only area because it was the dude playing Marvin the Martian.
Oh, really?
But he had the head off. And it was just under his shoulder because he's just off work in a work
and
elevator.
And it made you very angry.
I was fucking terrified. I was 14 years old and I knew that they were people in suits, but just that image of it's a creepy. Beloved cartoon figure holding its own head, I was fucking creeped out.
It's unsettling.
I will not stand for this.
Do we go for the last one?
Yeah, do it up, Steve.
Crowd surfing / shitting story. I wish it was just about crowd surfing. Hey, WHM crew. I just heard the XXX episode and thought I would share my first and last experience with crowd surfing. My friends and I head out to the Long Beach Convention Center for a good old circa 2007 Lamb of God concert.
Wow, that really dates everything.
It was getting around the end of the night, and during the last song, I felt a familiar rumbling in my guts.
Oh.
I had to shit, and I had to shit soon. I have a very special set of skills. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like shitting in arenas, so I held out. Look, dude, you fucking cut a hole in the ground, I'll shit in it. I don't care where it is. You just fucking get a chainsaw into a ground. I will shit in that hole.
Man, we were
I have
headed
no fucking airs.
Yeah, I used to have things about shitting and I was like, oh, this is a delicate thing I do at home or whatever. But then like we were traveling for I got over that soon after, but we were traveling recently for the show we do on the internet called We Ate Movies.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for pressing play right now.
I hope they listened.
I think we were going to L.A. and I got to Grand Central and I had to shit.
Sure.
So I shit at Grand Central and then no, actually, that was my flaw. That's what it was.
Oh, you should have.
I should have shit at Grand Central. I was like, no, I don't really need it. Maybe, but no, I don't really need to. I get to Penn Station. Oh, my God. I shit at Penn Station.
Wow, and that's for folks who are unaware, that's a downgrade in the bathroom
situation. It is. It is. But Grand Central's not that much better. I've had to shit there, too. It's nasty. And then on that same trip, boom, Penn Station knocked off the list. Did it. Boom. I take New Jersey Transit out to Newark Airport. Boom, I got a shit there, too.
Good God.
Yeah, dude, it was a shit safari. Oh, I was a tour of the worst bathrooms in all Newark, of the tri-state area.
Not fun.
At least you didn't have to take a shit at the Port Authority, dude. That would have been fucking number one-er.
I'd eat a bullet.
I'll say that. I mean, that's the thing, is like the one place I don't think I could make it happen, and yes, like Eric said, like as I get older, too, that wall's coming down.
Sure. Mr. Gorbachev, shit in my bathroom.
Exactly. But I don't think I could ever take a shit on an airplane.
Oh, man, I've shit on airplanes.
Really?
Get out of town. How is
that possible?
Yeah, what? I don't think the pressure doesn't work, dude. It just goes back up. Talk about a super clench.
Also, I mean, just the rooms themselves are so cramped. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how. Anytime I'm in one, I can barely piss in it. Yeah, like it's.
I don't like standing in them to secretly smoke. Yeah.
Again, if you take a chainsaw, cut into asphalt, and give me a tarp to drape myself with so no one can watch me, I will shit right there.
That's a skill.
It is. I could literally, if you all turned around right now, I would shit.
Would you shit into a book? Would you shit into a theater? Would you shit on a roller coaster?
I won't
he
tell
was,
you.
He was never caught.
That's true.
We got to ask Jack if that dude was brought to justice, man, because it's freaking me out.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't like shitting arenas. So I held out. It's only for one song, and then it's a quick drive home.
Has this person stated, what was the band again?
It's Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, okay.
They're like a hardcore band?
Yeah.
The band was midway through Black Label, which I'm sure is a huge Lamb of God song. And this guy behind me was jumping while using my shoulders to push himself up. The guy was pushing on me like Wile E. Coyote trying to push an Acme Dynamite plunger. This I thought was the universal concert language for I'm trying to crowd surf. So I shook the guy off and used my rudimentary hand signals to say, "Do you want to go up there?" He shook his head enthusiastically, and I turned to help him up, but he quickly ran back to the larger part of the crowd. He returned with two other dudes who proceeded to lift me up onto people in front of me. Now, I've been going to concerts for a long time, being a larger gentleman, 6'3", 275 pounds.
That's a larger gentleman.
That is a larger gentleman. I have never had the inclination to climb onto poor, unsuspecting fellow music lovers. So this must be like, dude, get the giant up there, man. Oh, dude, the giant.
Hey, get Kevin and get Brady. It's going to happen tonight. We're going to surf the giant, man.
Exactly. Now, I was terrified of getting dropped. Terrified of how I was going to land and terrified of shitting anywhere in between those two eventualities. Butt cheeks in full clench, one might call it a super clench. I was carried around to the front guardrail where a security guard pulled me over by my feet. I ended up getting pulled out almost horizontally. This kind of let me fall directly on my back onto the bench he was standing on. Cue the Jim Ross impression. My God, he's dead!
Oh, man.
I couldn't think of anything to do but lay there for a minute. It fucking hurt, and my back really hasn't been the same since.
Yeesh.
Arena staff noticed me laying there and ran over and said, "Sir, can I help you? Are you okay?" "I got a shit," is what I replied.
"I got a shit."
Yeah, you got like that back hurt.
Yeah. I got a shit.
That happened to me once. I was
you got a shit once?
No, I fell right on my back. I was my buddy lived we're in the Bronx. We were going to go sneak out of his parents' house to go smoke. He lived in this co-op that was on top of a big hill that was like on either side was a huge asphalt driveway. It had snowed the night before. There's a big snowbank. I was like, I don't want to step in this snow. So I jump over the snowbank onto the asphalt, not realizing it was black ice.
Oh.
And it was like fucking Home Alone Daniel Stern. Like the second my foot touched it, I went right back up at twice velocity, went back on my back, and it hurt like nothing else.
Jesus, that sucks.
And then you shit your pants.
I did not.
But you gotta shit.
Two people helped me stand it up, helped me stand up and supported me under my arms. They walked me like a sweaty, fat, ready-to-shit Jesus to the
That's
nearest
a good
restroom.
Line.
I was grossed out to be there, but the just-got-hit-by-a-car feeling got me past it. They carried me to the stall, said encouragingly, "You got this."
Oh,
and then,
that's nice of
and
them.
And then they fucked off. It was the most painful shit of my life. It was a night that changed my concert-going life. I've stuck to the back of the crowd at all subsequent events. Do you guys have any embarrassing concert stories? Follow-up, did you ever have to shit while in crippling pain? Love you guys. Love the show. Kevin from San Pedro.
I think this might be the guy that did our the new little theme song, Kevin and San Pedro.
Oh, you think so? I don't remember things.
I think so. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, it's you.
If that is indeed you, thank you for that, and thank you for this letter.
Which is also a cover of a Hurrah, a Bolt of Light theme song.
That's right. Embarrassing concert things. One time I accidentally, I was at a Real Big Fish concert,
mm-hmm.
and there was like the skanking circle was kind of like right next to me, but I was avoiding it. But like,
you want to do that?
Yeah. I like, I'm too old to do that,
yeah.
But like, they're my favorite band,
sure.
So I want to see them kind of closer. And someone was like kind of pushing me from behind, and I thought it was like trying to get me into the circle sort of a thing. And I finally just retaliated and swung an elbow back.
Wow.
And I had totally just elbowed like a little girl in the face.
Oh, no.
I felt fucking horrible. And I totally just went to the back of the club like, I'm just going to sit at the bar now. That's embarrassing.
Well, you didn't want the fuzz to get you.
Also the fuzz, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have the foresight to go home. I watched the whole concert.
So you were arrested later that night.
That's right, exactly.
I've done light mosh. I already told my crowd surfing story.
Look at you. You guys are monsters with these concerts.
I mean, but this is like 1999.
Yeah, Steve Sadek was picking up change hard in 99.
Rap rock.
Rap rock was king, Ben. Have any amazing concert stories? Any silly ones?
This says embarrassing concert stories. Have you ever shit while in crippling pain?
Oh, here we go. Got something that qualifies for that one, I think, right? Mm. Here it comes.
One time.
Oh my God, he's shitting right here.
I was camping.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. And I was relieving myself in the woods.
Mm-hmm. A number two relief,
and a bee stung my butt.
No, what?
You're now your bottom's big.
You're in a cartoon?
And now my bottom's
You're
big.
You're a cartoon man.
Jesus.
It's true, though. Yeah. Right on the left cheek.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Did you feel numb and stuff?
I don't agree well with bee stings.
Oh, no. Was it Macaulay Culkin? That's how he went.
Are you dead?
If you don't post this story on Instagram 10 times.
Right.
What a creepy pasta.
Ben will sting your ass.
I'll sting your butt.
He's a boy that died from a bee sting on his butt.
I say a bee because I didn't actually like
see. Oh, it might be a wasp.
I didn't see whatever it was that stung my
butt. Could have been a hobo bite.
It could have been a hobo bite.
You just went, ow, something bit me. It was literally something.
And then I met the president again. And then Ben took a shit in front of fucking LBJ.
I mean, when you take a crap outside of Bohemian Grove,
that's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen.
That is WHM Mailbag for the month of June. If you want your stories read on the air, you have one chance left this season for the July Mailbag. WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. Thank you so much for hanging out, Ben Wooster.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, guys. This was a blast.
TJ Hooker Podcast.
.com.
There it is. Until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Ben Wooster.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.